Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you as I continue to broadcast from Orlando, Florida, at the BNI National Directors Conference, Business Network International, an organization you've heard me speak about many times over the years. As I've interviewed Ivan Meisner, who just left us and who's with us in the previous part of the hour, and he invited me out here to Orlando to speak to the National Directors Conference, about 500 to 600 folks from all over the country and some around the world, and which I'm going to be doing later today. Looking forward to that. But we're going to be meeting, as we go through the rest of the hour and next hour too, we're going to be meeting some of the directors and some of the key people in BNI, and not just to talk about BNI, but to talk about networking, talk about the concept of referrals, to talk about what you and I have to do to make sure that we not only survive in 2008, but that we thrive. Because as you know, I've been talking about for a long time now, I've been reminding everybody that somebody is buying something from somebody today. Why can't that be you?
Absolutely.
You know, and so Connie can't wait to get into the action here. Connie Hinton is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, along with John Meyer. And Connie is out of Washington State. She's the National Director West for BNI. And then we also, Connie, I'll bring you in right now. Welcome in. Welcome
Thank to the you show. For having me.
It's good to have you here, ladies first. And John, not to be last, but you know how things are. John Meyer is the East Director, National Director for BNI. John, welcome to the show.
Jim, it's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. You know, Ivan and I have done, I'm going to say, he's been a member of my Brain Trust since probably 99 or so, probably at least 8 years. And we probably done... So that means we've probably done 75, 80 shows. I mean, wow. There's no telling how many shows we've done together. Today's the first time we've been face-to-face.
After really?
All, yeah, he's always been in his bunny slippers at home.
Right.
I've always been in my studio at home, or maybe I was traveling around. But here, you and I, it's our first time, and we're doing it face-to-face. But it's a lot of fun, and Connie, I'm really glad that you and I are face-to-face.
Thank you.
You look nice today. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about what it takes to run a national organization. Now you guys are not part-timers. You're full-time with BNI, right?
Yes. We do each own manage our regions in our respective areas. So we take part of the country as well as running the local businesses. So we keep our hands in the field as well.
So you have a local chapter of your own? That you manage?
Two regions.
Okay.
Yes.
And what states?
Washington and North. So okay. I'm all in Seattle and North.
All right. But then you also have the western half of the United States.
Yes.
As a national director.
Correct.
Which is what, Mississippi River West?
No, actually, I go clear over to Indianapolis.
Oh, really?
John has the...
John, she's encroaching on you a little bit there.
You know, she was. I tried to put up the walls, but she just has a tendency to break those down.
I can see that about her, yeah. So then you've got the East.
So I have the East.
Yeah, the more populous concentration.
Well, I think it's the better half of the country because that's where I live.
Okay, my audience knows about BNI pretty well, but let's just give them a quick tour. John, all right, we're on the elevator, and we're in the lobby, and I just pushed 5 as you walk in. I'm getting off on the 5th floor. What are you going to tell me about BNI before the doors open back?
What I'm going to tell you about BNI is not a whole lot. What I'm going to ask you is possibly how's your business going? How can you improve business? Is this your best year yet?
Mm-hmm.
If not, why not? What can we do to help you get to that best year yet? Because it's not about BNI. BNI is not for everybody, but what BNI is a way to help people grow their business.
I like that because, see, and by the way, the door just opened. Good job.
I like that because anytime it can be all about me, that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, good job. What about you? I'm going to give you the same. Tell me a little bit about BNI. Tell us what you think BNI means to people, Connie.
Well, I generally start with two questions. First of all, how's your business, and how do you promote your business? Mm-hmm. How do you get to your target market?
See, folks, they won't tell me about BNI, and see, this is why they're successful. And see, you guys are you're doing a good job here because I was taught by the best, by Sears and Xerox, how to sell back in the 60s, late 60s and 70s. And what they taught me, and the Army too, by the way, and they taught me how to approach people conceptually. You know, it's not about the commercial. It's about the other person and about concepts. And that's the reason you're successful. Folks, you can learn something from this. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Dan Fogelberg to take us out, the late, great Dan Fogelberg. Marshall Tucker bringing us back there. Welcome back at 17 till the hour. I'm Jim, the Small Business Advocate, and we're broadcasting live from Orlando, Florida at the BNI National Directors Conference. I have the two national directors in front of me. Connie Hinton is in charge of the western half of the United States for BNI, and John Meyer is in charge of the eastern half. And we're talking about, you know, when we took the break, folks, by the way, folks, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ask.biz. I hope you'll check those out. And don't forget to go to bni.com and find out more about Business Network International. Went to the break. We were talking about, and I really am impressed by the way that you two answered my question about, tell me about BNI. You didn't want to do that. And I think that's one of the reasons why you guys are successful, why this organization is successful, because you continue to turn it around on the other person and make the other person what's important. And see, that's the whole giver's gain thing that Ivan started talking about on my show 8 or 9 years ago. I'm not saying he coined it on my show, but it was a vision. It was an idea that he had when he started doing my show, when he had 300, 400, 500 members. And maybe 700 members, and maybe 1,500. I think he had 1,500 members at the time. Anyway, and so that's a really important thing for people to take from you guys, I think, Connie.
Absolutely. I can give you an example of how I got into BNI. I met someone at a chamber event.
Yep.
I just started a business. I spent 8.5 years at the Federal Reserve Bank, so I
really
had no idea how to market myself. And she said, come visit our BNI meeting and see mm-hmm. how we can help you do that. And that was 13 years ago.
Very interesting. Now, you brought up chambers. This is my 31st year as a member of my Chamber of Commerce.
Good for you.
But I like to tell people when they say, well, should I join a chamber? Should I join BNI? It's not either or, it's both and.
Correct.
Yeah.
Both, because it's a different network.
It's a different network, and they both serve each other, don't they?
Yes, they do. They feed each other.
Mm-hmm, they sure do. John, how did you get involved?
Actually, I was, Connie was with the Federal Reserve Bank, and I was just a regular banker. And I got involved with BNI and a local chapter in Toledo and was involved for about 6 months and did about $500,000 worth of business for the bank. And,
wow.
And thought that this was...
You said this works.
This works.
And what is the essence of BNI that helped you get that business?
You know, it was funny when you walked into the chapter and you saw 25, 30 people that were just looking to help you mm-hmm. grow your business. It wasn't, as you said earlier, it wasn't about me. It was about, you know, you're part of our team now,
mm-hmm.
and we're all in this together. And that's how we survived the up economies and the down economies.
And see, folks, the reason why I wanted them to talk about this is what I want you to know is that this is what you can do if you decide to join BNI. But, and by the way, you know, there's no this is no commercial on my part. I just want to help you get better. But think about this from the standpoint of your own attitude about the marketplace. In my opinion, Connie, you know, what is your attitude? You know, if you're sitting there and you're 1,000 miles away, which you probably aren't, but you're 1,000 miles away. Let's say you're listening. There are people listening all over the world on the internet right now. And let's say you're listening in one of the countries where you guys aren't available.
Right.
BNI isn't available. There's no reason why the things that you're talking about right now can't subscribe to those.
Exactly.
And adopt those for yourself right now. Giver's gain. Turn it around. And see, that's what I learned. That's what I was taught by the Army, by Xerox, by Sears, was, you know, the gold for me is not in my head. The gold for me as someone in the marketplace is in your head. What do you have in your head that I can get out that can help both of us?
But that's very forward thinking of those companies instead of, okay, I'm going to make you fit into what I need to sell today.
Yeah. Yeah, that was something I was very proud. Xerox really did a good job of that. They really taught us how to sell conceptually and rather than the product of the month kind of thing, you know.
Right.
This is what I have to sell. They did what both of you guys did, and they said, you know, what do you need? What do you need? What's on your mind? Where's the pain? And since then, I've graduated on and continue to talk about those things. But let's talk about something else that you guys are focusing on. My audience knows that for several months now, back into December, I started encouraging them to realize that even if we are about to come into a challenging economy, which depending on where you are and what you do, it's more challenging or less challenging. But and technically we haven't been in a recession, but between our ears, some of us it feels like it is for some. We have two kinds of recessions: the real one, the real downturn that's wherever it is in the economy, and then we have the one between our ears. And that's the hard one, I think, sometimes to fight. But you guys are talking about something that I've been talking about this year, and that's refusing to participate in whatever this is that we're in. John, talk about that.
You know, I think it's interesting because you talk about challenges, and challenges is about attitude. Is it a challenge or is it an opportunity? And I think we sit in an opportunity because if you choose not to participate in a recession, then you're going to choose not to participate in a recession. If you think the world's coming to an end, then you're probably right. It probably will for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's how you wake up in the morning and what kind of attitude you have going into your business day, whether you're going to be successful or not.
I think it was Henry Ford that I've heard this subscribed to, and that is whether you think you can or whether you think you can't. Either way, you're right.
Correct.
We're going to get Connie's thoughts on this when we come back after these messages. We're visiting with Connie Hinton and John Meyer, and the three of us will be back after these messages. 10 till, stay with us. Little John Cougar Mellencamp. Johnny Cougar once upon a time, then John Cougar, then just John Mellencamp. Little Hoosier music there. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're rocking and rolling with our new friends, John Meyer and Connie Hinton. They're national directors, East and West, respectively, for BNI, Business Network International. And we're talking about refusing to participate in a recession. Connie, your thoughts?
You know, besides the attitude that John talked about, I think it's also important that whether you join BNI or something like it, a chamber, an association, find that support system, because we are all, if you're tapped into the news, hear this over and over with the election information that's coming out, and to have like-minded people around you will help you succeed even more.
Get out of the house.
Yes.
Get out of the cave.
Yes.
Get outside your four walls. Go out and get some fresh air. I know I'm a genius, but there are a couple of other ideas out there that I haven't figured out yet. Somebody else has, right?
Exactly.
That's what we all say to ourselves, right? You know, but folks, if you're not knocking it out of the park every day, maybe you could learn something from somebody else. I mean, I know that's hard for some of you to imagine, but you might actually learn something from somebody else if you go somewhere and just listen a little bit. Somebody walk up and shake their hand and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?"
And that helps, because other people have those ideas, and the brain trust, as you talk about your folks that work with you, spark new ideas, and we're all better when our mind are working together.
Absolutely. So give us an example of what you mean. What is BNI? What's some specific things that you mean when you talk about refusing to participate? What does BNI mean by that?
Well, I think it's what we just talked about. You put yourself in play. You go out, you get involved with people. You find maybe you think differently of how you can promote your business, how you can help others promote their business.
Now, that's the key, isn't it?
It really is, because if you just focus on you and your business, that's all that you're going to be aware of. If you start to focus on how you can help others, it's just a brain grouping that helps everybody.
But Connie, is it hard to think long term like that, which is what Giver's Gain means? It's long term thinking. Is it hard to have that kind of an attitude when I need to get sales today?
Oh, absolutely, because it's like, okay, I'll do anything to get some checks in my banking account to start my business. But you know what? The long term is that I'll get better business, I'll have more fun at what I'm doing, and I'll make more money and enjoy the ride as well.
Well, let's think really long term. Every economy goes in cycles, right? What we have this year, we're going to have somewhere down the road again. So if we start now, Giver's Gain, we start now with that attitude, then we've already got that in place the next time we have a downturn.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that's what's happening. That's what's, you know, I've seen that happen to me before. When somebody say, you know, well, you know, hey, Blessing Game, you seem to be doing okay this year. The rest of us are dying. What's going on? I'd like to think it's because that I planted some seeds 5 years ago.
And that's a farmer's mentality.
It is, isn't it?
You've taken that on.
It's the foundation you're building.
And that's important. And I know that's what you guys talk about. And it's what you promote in a BNI meeting. And that's very important. Give us an example of what a BNI meeting would be like, Connie.
It's a great way to, first of all, promote yourself, find out what you can promote and get other people to introduce you to. You introduce yourself. There's some feedback mechanisms to say how we're doing and bringing referrals.
What if I'm not a good networker? Is there someone there to kind of take me aside and say, okay, I just heard you do something, and you might want to think about making an adjustment here?
Absolutely, because your members become, the other members kind of become your board of advisors.
And like your best friend would say, you know what, you might not want to do that.
Exactly.
A lot of chapters.
Is it ever painful?
It is painful, but you know what, it's fun to watch also, because there's a lot of chapters that have a chapter mentor, that they'll take the newer members under their wing and help them through the process. And one of the best rewards of this business, Jim, is to watch the personal growth along with the business growth that the members...
Well, and there's also an underlying level of respect.
Yes.
And there's also an underlying understanding that people here care.
Yes.
And so when someone gives you that little bit of criticism, a little bit of an adjustment, you know they're doing it for the right reasons. Connie Hinton, John Meyer, thank you very much for being here. Looking forward to working with you later today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for the good work you're doing across the country. Got to go for this hour. Got a lot more to come after this hour, though. Don't go away. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.